It's really exciting to go after CJ, who I wrote my first poem with her this summer. So I'm a little bit nervous right now. I've never done this before, so forgive me. This first one is called After a Long Day Spent Teaching Kindergarten. Squiggle bodies dance fast across circle time. They are curious about me, unknown adult, but they smile shy and hug quick. My first instinct is to control, compress their world onto an alphabet carpet, sort objects by purpose, tighten that one's spine, snip another's knees mid-jump, squeeze eager words back into mouths, and unbubble their bodies simmering with the want for play. I can't remember when my body forgot how to skip. This one is called Remember the Time You Threw a Half-Made Pizza Against the Wall? And it's for my dad, who did that. Okay. The wall was wet with pizza guts, sauce and sagging dough slick on stone after your hands exploded. I had been working slow and quiet, arranging pepperonis, centrifugal rings spinning me away while you sliced onions and stewed. Sometimes my knuckles crack like yours and become splinters, pricking the sky so I can storm. One time, I hurled a gallon of milk down the stairs, painted the ceiling 2%. But another, I called a boy fatty, mouth moving quick before I could swallow, tongue chasing hot regret, and words that warped acid like rain. This one is called Don't Talk About Your Mustache and Other Rules. I found out I was a woman when a grown man, stranger, called my body fine, asked if he could have a taste. Too young to ignore or yell, my tongue became rock, then molten, mouth exploding down esophagus, filling my lungs and settling beneath my spleen. My mother's teeth hissed and her face pinched, but we didn't speak, his words storming above our heads. I was shame-born, ripped into woman, haphazardly stitched together, fingers and tits surgically stapled, tarnished copper mouth. I was 12, and he probably didn't know, as I did, the sour-sweet smell of Kotex pads or how the first tampon felt entering my body, pain, then nothingness. I wonder if he knows now how long I stand with the mirror each morning, designing my face, situating my skin, convincing my body that hair does not grow above my lip or on my chin. Sometimes I forgive my body and find time for peace, plucking my bones apart and sucking their sweet marrow. This one is called Wedding Planning. They say the second week in October is the best time for a wedding. Predictable in its calm coolness, like the soft bubbling of stovetop espresso. They say, look ahead, plan. But I turn backwards, remembering how we rode our bikes across the second week of October, crisp air crashing into our lungs so that we coughed, feeling alive like the time Sylvie saw a brown leaf crumpled on the ground. What is this, she wondered without the words, her plump fingers resting beside the wrinkled sign of autumn. And I recalled your arms stretching toward the clouds that felt so near that day on our bikes in October. This last one is written after a poem by Sarah Browning, and I borrowed her title. It's called, I Was Separated from My Breasts in a Large City. I was separated from my breasts while riding the 6 train past Hunter College. He sat wide-legged and slouched. I stood rigid, reaching for balance, stomach hot against his spoiled eyes. I shriveled my body into itself, twisted my mouth invisible, transfigured into a walnut buried beneath damp leaves heavy with autumn rot. But his slug tongue prodded my shell, and it cracked, spilling my breasts across the car, tin and fluorescent shame. He wanted their taste, but I lopped them off instead. First the right, then the left, tied them together, and spun them above my head, Amazonian style, knocked them into his mouth, cracking his teeth apart, nipple splitting gum, shards of him, not me, littering the floor, before I walked out, left foot first, then the right. The next poet is Katie Filicki.